Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? USB OBOA Nationwide Radio on the air tonight. Your host, Drew Cornwell, a.k.a. That Murder Ace 187. Yeah, I'm saying my real name because I'm not scared. Here's the facts. I've been not scared of anything. We were supposed to come on here and do a nice radio show, but punk-ass motherfuckers want to come out here and attack my shit. I don't give a damn who's doing this shit. You better quit. I'm not no bitch. There ain't no bitch in my blood. You got something to fuck with me about? And I don't give a goddamn if it's fucking the government doing it. I don't give a fuck if it's someone in the U.S. doing it. I don't give a fuck if it's anonymous. You guys got my fucking address. You guys got a problem with me? Come fuck with me. I'm not playing with any of you bitch-ass motherfuckers out here. You got something to say? Don't internet attack my ass. Come be a real-ass motherfucking man about this shit. And I'm saying this over a blog talk. I don't give a damn who the fuck you think you is. But you ain't being a man, you being a bitch right now. And you keeping me from doing my fucking shit. I don't give a damn if you got money. I don't give a damn if you think you better be because you got money. I go out here and I try to help people without having so much money. You think you a man because you do this, do that, and you bitching up like a pussy? Of trying to hack someone's shit? Straight the fuck up, motherfucker. I don't give a damn who the fuck you think you is. Because I'm going to end up teaching you a fucking lesson. Here pretty soon, you're going to find out what I really do and how I get your fucking information. Soon as I post it, your fucking shit from your IP address is going to be posted. Right on fucking Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I will make sure the shit gets exposed. I will put your real name out there. I don't give a damn. And then I'm going to come to your fucking house videotaping this shit, me unloading an AK on your ass. I'm no terrorist. I'm nothing like that. But I'm done with bitch-ass motherfuckers, man. Pussy, and just come out and tell people that you a pussy. That's coming from the USBOBOA CEO founder. You coming out here telling people that you a real motherfucker. But all I smell is pussy. Straight fear coming out of someone that could be living in the United States. Gets jeopardized every fucking time I go out here in these streets. My life gets jeopardized because I ain't scared to fucking die. Because I protect this United States. Yeah, you right, government. I said fuck you. You right to the fake ass pigs out here. I told you fuck you. You right, ISIS. I said fuck you. You right, Obama, I said fuck you. You right, Klan members, I said fuck you. You right, Anonymous, I said fuck you. I said fuck the Illuminati. I said fuck you to any racist people out there. You right. I'm not scared of any motherfucker. You right, I've told people the real truth. And if you're scared of the truth, then that's it. Quit being a bitch. You got a problem with me? Just like I told anybody out here. Now I can't do my radio show the way I normally want to do it. Straight up. Anybody from now on, you want to fuck with me? Everybody's got my real name. You can go out there and fucking look my shit up. And if you got a problem doing that, and if you can't come see me, then shut the fuck up. stay the fuck off my websites. Stay the fuck off of everything I do. Quit being pussy. Saying it straight the fuck out on the Blog Talk Radio, just like that. I'm tired of pussy-ass motherfuckers. I'm tired of motherfuckers coming out here saying I'm a real motherfucker. Everybody that told me they got a problem with me has never came and seen me. There's only two people I've known for a fact. If they had a problem with me, they came straight to me. They manned up on this shit. Discrimination goes out here to a lot of motherfuckers that run their fucking mouth. I don't see how any pussy wakes up in the fucking morning when they hacking people. They going out here thinking they bad. I don't think I'm a bad motherfucker because I know I can die. But the fact is, if I die, someone's going to get, they're going to get for the facts. Stop being pussy. It's my snap time. Now I'm going to have to create another radio show just to do what I want to do. Pussy-ass motherfuckers want to sit here and throw out their docs and think I don't see that shit. I told you all motherfuckers, my shit is being watched. My credit card being watched, but it's pay as you go. Social Security number being watched. You motherfuckers are so dumb, you attack my shit and attack my Facebook and think I don't know who's doing it. You fucking stupid, man. Very much pussy. Now, I did put out there, ISIS, you a pussy. Keep the United States out your fucking mouth. Because the one that you want is the government. Now, if you keep on making that racket, you're going to find out some real United States. The government, you want Obama like you said on the phone? Go get Obama. Don't fuck with the United States people. Because we're going to show you what fucking with the United States people will get you. You think popping them guns are doing some shit? Come over here and fist fight one of us motherfuckers. So what? You got fucking guns. So what? You got fucking bombs, pussy. Guaranteeing the fuck to you won't win a fucking fight. Guaranteeing the fuck to you that. A fist fight, I guarantee the fuck to you ain't winning. Straight up, you want to talk about guns? United States has proven over the time when people has talked shit. Look in our world. Do you not see our fucking news? We will pull our guns out of nowhere. We will fuck your life up, ISIS. And like I'm telling ISIS right now, you living in the United States and you're United States people, get the fuck out of the United States now. You're racking up the wrong fucking tree. And I'm just saying, we got black folks over here, we got Mexican folks over here, we got white folks over here. You can have the cracker, motherfuckers. We don't give a fuck about them racist bitches. You can have the KKK. You can have the fucking Nazis. You can have the Aryan Nations and any racist motherfucker that you want. In the government, don't fuck with the real U.S. The real U.S. people, we stand out here and try to do our fucking jobs. We mind our own fucking business. So what I'm telling you right the fuck now, what you're talking about right now, ISIS, you don't want a piece of us. You don't want none of it. None. And by the way, to the pussy-ass motherfucker, and there's six motherfuckers that just logged into my shit, acting like you trying to do something. I just got your family's information. I got your information. I got all this shit. If you don't want your shit exposed, let my shit off. Leave my shit alone. To the six motherfuckers that I just got the information, you might want to challenge yourself right now to figure out if I'm really playing with you or not. Because I don't sound like I'm fucking playing. I definitely don't. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not. You want to talk like you a madman? You want to talk like you doing this and doing that? Pussy, I ain't scared of that. And here, I'm going to shout you out on the fucking radio. I'm doing it right now. But to show people how I get down for motherfucking fake-ass motherfuckers, watch this shit. I'm on the radio right now. Here's what I got to say to you.
You, you little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your 2 cents if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. Cheese toast, chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, 3 stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text yo ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep, deep fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the beta to murder mitt, my niggas put murder mission. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp and a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she enemy, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Dressed in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my side phone up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Bad news. Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. I'll never rock with us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, USBOBOA Nationwide Radio back on the air with your host, Duke Cornwell, a.k.a. that Murder Ace 187, out here doing my thing all by myself. Obviously, no co-host tonight. But check us out. We want to give a big shout out to Big D's Radio, Big D's Music Toss Up Radio Show. It's Michigan's United Broadcast. That's Michigan's United Broadcast, represented Big D's Music Toss Up Radio Show. Hit them up at 7 o'clock on Fridays. You feel me? If you don't, you might miss out. But ladies and gentlemen, let's correct this show tonight by shutting this up. Amber Alert goes out for Deja Clark. Shout out Deja Clark. She's 5'7", weighs 220 pounds. She's only 15 years old. She's up in the Flint, Michigan area. We tried to get a hold of people. Some people are not responding to my request on this situation, so I have no more information separate. Last time she was wearing black yoga pants with a red sweatshirt, ladies and gentlemen. Get the word out. USBOBOA is trying to get info, which is cutting out my hours. My boys were out last night up in Flint. They were trying to talk to people last night. Nobody wants to be concerned about this situation. Nobody's trying to spit out no words. None of that. You feel me? So what we want to say about this, if you guys know where Deja Clark is, the 15-year-old, that's out in Flint, Michigan right now. She's only 5'7", 220 pounds, black, female, mixed. Please, please have her go home or pick her up, take her home, or call the police like you've been told. But if you are seen if you do see her, what I mean, please, if she's hanging out with someone, it's been known to fact that people that she's been hanging around with will pull out guns. So if you see anybody with her, please call 911. Do not approach her at any time or any means if you see her with somebody. That's what I've been told. But this is going to go out for Mad Dog McGraw. Shout out to you, Big Dog. Big D did a big shout out, so here we go. The music a little bit short tonight because you want to know something, I'm really fucking teed the fuck off. But yet again, Deja Clark, she's only 15. She's 5'7", weighs about 220 pounds. Last seen wearing black yoga type pants with a red sweatshirt with a hoodie on it. Also, if she is with people, please be careful. Do not approach her. Call 911 immediately. The people that she's been known to hang with will pull out guns and they will shoot somebody. My boys were out last night with the guns. Some of my people have been registered, so they can carry. There's at least, I can't say how many because I'm not going to expose that fact. There are people out there looking for her. Another big shout out goes out to Michigan's United broadcast, which I was just on at 7 o'clock. Oh, yeah. You better know it. And also, it's the Big D's Music Toss-Up Radio Show. Y'all already know. I got to give them some mad shout-out. Mad Dog McGraw, what's up with you, man? But let me just expose this for a quick second. I got six motherfuckers right now that just tried to attack me. And there's been no other ones that's been trying to attack me. If you're in the United States and you fucking with the United States people, you are a bitch and you need to leave the United States. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. You think you're a man and you got a problem with somebody, man the fuck up. Don't use a gun. Don't bring your boys to try to jump them. You man the fuck up with them. Talk with them. You want to fight them? You man up. Don't sucker punch them. Don't do no cheap shots. You guys fight like men. And if someone gets knocked down, you shake motherfucking hands and let it be that. Don't be a bitch motherfucker trying to hack somebody, bringing somebody with you just to jump someone, bringing a fucking bat. Don't be a pussy. Just saying. A man out of you motherfuckers don't make you a man. Now, if someone comes to my door with a gun, I'm grabbing a fucking knife. I don't give a fuck. I took a gun out of a man's hand before. But I'm tired of fucking grabbing guns anymore. You feel me? I'd rather stab a motherfucker because if they ain't gonna pull that shit and they ain't gonna use that shit, dumb motherfuckers need to get stabbed. I did it before, and I'll do it the fuck again. And I'm a proud American. They came into my motherfucking house. So just telling you, I'm not fucking around with people. I'm not playing around with you. You got a beef with murder? 187, Zoo Cornwall, the USBOACO founder. I stand for the United States people, and I stand for my United States truth. I don't fuck around with that bullshit. I don't got a problem with nobody. I'm not racist. But here's a fact. You got beef with anybody, you take it up with them. Don't be pussy. Just man the fuck up with them, man. Stop fucking around. Because I'm not on that fucking bullshit where I play the fuck around. You feel me? I'm about to lose my blog talk real quick. But actually, I'm about to shut this shit down for a second. Bring this shit back. I'm about to end this show right here. And that's about it.